This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You get the bag and tumble it, fumble it, and I get the bag and tumble it.
Tumble it, fumble it, bumble it.
In L.A.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Trillville Thursday, obviously, as you can tell. 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle where we will get into everything going on around the National Football League, including the fact that today's opening day. Had you heard?
Yeah, man.
Opening day in the National Football League tonight. It'll be right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game between the Cowboys and the Philadelphia Eagles. Pregame at 7, kickoff just after 8:15, and then obviously the Falcons kick things off on Sunday. Also right here, so we'll get into all of that in 20 minutes. Of course, we're going to let you hear from Raheem Morris and Michael Penix in just a few minutes as well.
And one of my – I love stand-ups. One of my favorite ones was Jamie Foxx, and the title of it was May Need Security. Mm-hmm. Papa Torres might need security, dog.
Oh.
My old Pablo, deep dive and everything. And
I know he's doing too good of a job.
He's doing too good of a job. Yeah. And I know that, you know, if you don't know, he talked about, you know, maybe under the table type dealings with the Clippers as far as how Kawhi Leonard was paid. And that was coming out. I saw the Clippers statement. Like, it seems like Ballmer was scammed. He's a victim of this and all this other stuff. Then I saw Pablo last night. He said, and he's going after the Knicks next.
Okay.
So, yeah, Pablo might need security out there.
Here's the thing.
It's great, but it's happened before. Happened to 49ers.
Which?
As far as, like, kind of the situation, as far as paying players.
Oh. Well, it happened to every big-time college football program for decades.
Yes.
Like, this is pretty standard operating procedure in college football for years and years and years.
No show
jobs. You get paid to do nothing, so you'll play for the team.
Yes. Like, no show jobs.
Now, again, in college football, there
was $28 million.
It wasn't $28 million, and there's no collectively bargained salary cap either.
Right.
That's supposed to level the playing field across the board and make it so if you have the sixth richest person in the world owning your team, it doesn't make that much of a difference because everybody's playing by the same rules.
Right.
I guess not.
Nope.
I guess they're not. Now, I also say, I bet it's happened. I don't want to speculate on who or whatever, but like team-friendly deals for guys that do it for a really long time,
suspicious of. Oh, no. Let me tell you something. And I will always say this, and people will never – Tom Brady did not take team-friendly deals without getting some money.
Something.
I would always tell you, Tom may have took less money that y'all see.
Oh, yeah. Against the salary cap, he took less money.
Robert Kraft hooking – Robert Kraft got so many investments all over this world.
You know how hard it is to be retired? And I know he's Tom Brady, played for a long time and all that.
Yes.
You know how hard it is? Just like the difference in money between the guys that play and the guys that own and the guys that fund all that kind of stuff. That's just a different, it's a different thing. If you need any further proof than that, look who just got the 10%. Of the Giants.
Yes.
Eli tried.
Yes.
He made more money than anyone. He made more money than Tom Brady did that we know of in his NFL career.
Yes.
He didn't have the money to buy that 10%. Strahan, who's like the biggest media guy in the universe, tried to get it, couldn't. They sold it to the Koch brothers.
Yes.
You know why? Because they've got billions and billions and billions of dollars. But Tom Brady owns the Raiders, How'd he do that?
Yeah,
not the whole thing, I understand.
But yeah, but I'm just saying, though, don't believe that. But I think I heard Oren yesterday when they were talking about it. I think he said about something happened with Joe Smith back in the day with Minnesota and all those different things. But yeah, man, this is funny as hell because the no-show part is the funny part. And then the whole thing with Kawhi is because I'm like, a lot of people are like, well, how did he get Kawhi to come to L.A., the Clippers?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean – That.
All the money,
yeah.
Which, by the way, he did get a max contract from them as well,
yes.
Which is a couple $100 million.
Yes.
Paul George.
Yes.
He's from there.
Yes.
He picked them.
Yes.
And Ballmer's giving him a little extra on the side. What they should have done.
And don't he get a helicopter to the game? Because he lives. He's from San Diego.
Yeah, right.
So I'm like, yeah.
What they should have done yesterday is just get him out in front of the facility planting a tree.
Yes.
There it is.
There it is right
there's
there.
There's your $50 million
Bam.
Tree.
There we go. There we go. That.
But back to the Pablo Torre thing.
$28 million no-show.
The hard part for me, because Pablo Torre is doing really good investigative journalism, sometimes on stories that really need investigating and sometimes on stories that we sort of view as trivial. And I think the thing that most people turn to right now is the Bill Belichick one, right? It's like, why would you dig so deep in that? That's kind of silly.
Yes.
But that's been his biggest, like, clicker
yes.
of the year.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So it's like the thing everyone says who cares about that tends to be the thing that gets clicked on the most.
Yes.
So I guess proof is that everybody cares about it. But he, you know, he's been doing really good investigative stuff for a really long time.
Yes.
And that show that he does, you know, again, the Belichick one, take it or leave it, however you want. This is not like Watergate. He's done some stuff on that show that's really good and really important. Yeah. But he's good at it.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. The whole Belichick thing seemed personal to me. That's how I took it.
Yeah,
I
don't think so.
That's how I took it.
I just think he dug his teeth into something.
I took it like, what does it matter who? Like, I still don't understand the problem with Bill dating a young gal. I don't get it.
No, I don't either.
The quarterback is same. The quarterback is same age as his girlfriend. So good for Bill. Good for Bill.
Yeah,
they got stuff that helps out with that.
Yeah. Now, if it was my grandpa, I'd be like, hey, what's going on here? But
really?
It's not.
Man, please.
Yeah, probably.
Man, please. Man, please. I ain't had my grandpa been gone a long time. I wouldn't care that he had some old young tenderoni. I just want to go to your house all the time to look at her. Yeah, I don't care about it. Man, please.
It's your grandma now.
Yeah, as long as I ain't got to call her grandma, I don't get let these folk be who they want to be with.
Yeah, do what you want to do.
Yeah.
But again, like that story is not worthy of award-winning investigative journalism.
Andy, this stuff here, they're talking about this man might lose his team.
This is, even though this still to me does not rise to the level of like what he's capable of, he should be reporting on the government. Like, he should be reporting on international dealings and
right.
things like that. Like
he goes in.
The level of information that he's unearthing and, like, that he's revealing that no one else can get, he should be, go get the Epstein stuff. Do something, you know? Do something. You want to talk about young, anyway, that's probably the wrong. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you want to talk about something valuable, go do that. No offense, I don't really care that much if Kawhi Leonard got $25 million to plant a tree. Now, again, some of the other stuff that he's reported on and the show has covered has been really good and really important. And here's the thing about this now. He's now sort of becoming the guy in investigative journalism in sports. He probably already has been, but he's really getting a higher profile. Now people start coming to you with stuff. It's like, hey.
Oh, that's true.
I got a pretty good idea.
Like, give you a manila folder.
Yeah.
With a top hat over your eyes and one in a Parker.
You start doing enough of these.
Yeah, Pelican brief,
and getting it exactly right. So now anybody who's done anything a little underhanded in sports is like, you find Pablo Torre sniffing around,
uh-oh,
you better get your act together.
Hey, start deleting and shredding.
Because he's about to find out.
Yep.
And he's going to post it, and then you're screwed.
Delete and shred.
You think they're going to take Ballmer's team?
I don't know. I don't know. But if they look at it from a standpoint where he was trying to cheat.
Well, he was.
Yeah.
He was trying, and he did.
I don't put it on the egregiousness of what the dude he bought the team from.
No.
Nowhere close.
No, it's not, but
the competitors of the game and all the
Adam
spirit
Silver
of the game
has said that the like circumventing the salary cap is a cardinal sin.
Yes.
Like that's a direct quote.
Yeah.
Cardinal sin means you know.
Yeah. You're fired.
You're fired.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, shouldn't have written it down. Like, do it like all the college boosters used to do.
Keep in the head.
Don't, man. Just Give it to him.
I never write a number down.
You don't write a number down. The details of the there was a contract.
Yes.
Like, what are we doing?
LLCs and
you
all that.
Do all
with,
that.
With abbreviated with two in it.
How new are you to the Bagman game?
KW2.
What are we doing? I don't know. All right, let's hear from Raheem Morris. He was on with Dukes of Bill yesterday talking about a number of different things ahead of the Falcons' first game on Sunday. Let's start with him talking about Brandon Dorlus, one of the really nice performers of preseason and training camp.
I really don't care about depth charts, to be honest, but Dorlus has done a phenomenal job, and, you know, there's certain packages that he will get to start in, and he's been outstanding all year. He's been outstanding all camp. He's done such a really good job. You know, all those guys, like we've talked about probably throughout the whole process, is how much those guys are going to roll up front. You'll see all those guys in starting roles at some form or some fashion, but he's done a great job in some of the sets that we're talking about and some of the things that we're going to call up and be able to put out there in personnel groupings.
How do you view, I mean, I understand what he's saying there. I think someone who's done it understands probably a little bit better than people that see a depth chart. Because people see it and they're like, oh, he's ahead of Rook?
Right.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
What does it mean?
He runs out of tunnel.
Oh.
At starting defensive tackle, that thing. Because as much as they rotate. Now, it makes a big deal because a lot of times, and it's still true to this day, your starters play longer and play more and things like that. That's why I heard, you know, people are kind of making a big deal out of neither James Pierce or Jalen being listed as number one on the depth chart defensively. I thought James Pierce would be one of the starters.
So it's Leonard Floyd and Arnold Ebikidi?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. I just look at it from a standpoint of if you produce, you'll move up. Maybe it's just a rookie thing. You don't want to put him up there. Does not say, you know, and then a lot of times, Andy, you don't even know what the offense is going to come out. Hell, we might not know what Tampa comes out. Tampa might come out in different formation and all of them out there.
Right.
So I try in my best not to put, I mean, if it's a quarterback position or something.
Sure, yeah, right.
But when you look at, when I'm talking about especially this early on in the season, a position where a lot of guys play, those guys play, nobody rotates more in games than our defensive line.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the offensive line, we know, don't shuffle in and out. Receivers, rarely, unless the third receiver's coming in or something like that. But nobody rotates more people in and out than the defensive line.
Yeah, their D-line coach earlier in the preseason or in training camp said he doesn't want any of those guys to play more than four plays in a row.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to be cycling in and out.
So that's what I say. It really don't matter because the especially on this defense, the disparity of plays is not going to be, oh, this guy played 30 and some other guy played 15. And I'm talking, no, it'll be up. Now, I don't know Jalen because he's back and all those different things. They say he's full boat, ready to roll and everything like that. But, yeah, I don't – at that edge position, I just don't see it. And I could be wrong, and I'll wait till Monday till we get the snap count and all those different things. That big, where it's going to be double. Where Arnold Ebikidi and Leonard are going to play double of what James Pierce is.
I get what you're saying, like from what they hope standpoint, right? I think also what happens in the game is going to determine it too, right? Like some of those guys are just going to be better in rundown situations. And if they can't get Tampa into third and seven and third and eights and stuff like
Don't matter.
Just third and two every single time, you're what?
I'm agreeing with you. It don't matter.
Okay.
With you. It don't matter.
So that'll be a part of it too is what happens in the game. You know what I mean? We can say all the stuff about what we want to see, who needs to play, who's here, who's there. It's like, well, if Tampa's picking up 7 yards a carry every single run, then all the edge rush stuff doesn't really matter as much as we hoped that it would.
Yeah, because they're smart enough to know that, hey, let's just keep running the damn ball.
Just keep running the ball. As they did last year in that second game against the Falcons. Let's hear Raheem talking about the other side of the ball, a guy who we don't know how much we'll see of him, if we'll see any of Darnell Mooney.
Day-to-day Mooney, looking good, was out there with us yesterday a little bit, moving around, doing some things. So we'll see.
What do you need to see from Mooney to make him not day-to-day anymore?
Really, Allison, that is a tricky question because that is one of those things where it's just a medical deal and it's like if he's ready to go, he's ready to go.
If he's not, he won't be.
But, you know, it'd be a day-to-day deal. We get a chance to wait until up until that last minute. So hopefully we get a chance to see one of our better players out there.
When they have good news, they'll tell you. When it's not good news, that's what it sounds like.
It don't seem like you're going to – and the thing with the shoulder is like, you know, they come in and you're like, okay, we're going to see him go through workouts and see – I mean, warm-ups and see how it feels the day of the game. What the hell you want your shoulder with?
Right.
You know, I've had to do
– one of these?
Yeah, I mean, I've had to do the before the game, you know, and see how you're moving and all those. And it was always for a lower leg. And I had plenty of shoulder injuries.
Right.
But it was like, you know – It just don't sound like he's
going
to play.
It just makes me also wonder, like, what's going on inside that shoulder? You know what
that's
I mean?
That's what I said. What's
wrong?
Because
there's a lot that's in there. You
yeah,
know?
But that's what I said. What's
shoulders
wrong?
Get dislocated, but then there's bones up in there, too. Yeah. Like, what is exactly going on
know.
With that shoulder?
And again, I've had plenty of AC joints, and it could be that. It could be something where it was a partial separation. I know. Right. I mean, no, I know Terrence Edwards.
You can tear stuff.
Bone, he got this, had a bone sticking up out of his shoulder, but he could play with it.
Oh, really?
I don't – I mean, there's different – things with it.
Sure.
So,
right. And we don't know.
And you just don't know.
We don't know because they don't have to tell us and they haven't. And we'll have to find out on Sunday. I mean, obviously, hopefully he can go. But as you've mentioned multiple times over the last couple of weeks, now that he's missed all this time, what's he even going to be capable of?
He's missed a lot of
time.
He's missed a lot of time.
He's tired, man.
He's missed a lot of time.
He hasn't played football. All right. Here's Michael Penix talking about his process on game day.
You know, and obviously you can't, it's not you just wake up to game day. You know, you got steps, you know, each and every day. You know, we getting better, and that's what it's about. You know, getting better each and every day. And I know when game day come up, you know, the whole game plan will be in, and I'll be ready, and that's all it is.
The quicker you can get into a routine, the better. Yeah. You know, Bunk, it's like, and it's always, the one thing you always try to do is keep that same routine every single week.
Yeah. Nice that it's a home game.
Yeah, oh, definitely, you know, and obviously, and especially because he's from that area, and so yeah,
that's
true. You know what I mean, and so, but yeah, I just think that you know, the quicker you can get a routine. I know he's been talking to Matt Ryan and things like that.
Yeah, he did say earlier this week a lot of his week prep has been leaning on Matt.
It's great,
yeah,
it's great, man. But yeah,
Matt did it a long time.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing is the routine, the weekly routine in the NFL season because it goes so fast. Sunday's here before you freaking know it.
Well, and I bet not only that, I bet it's like week 7 before you know it.
It is.
I bet it's crazy.
It's a crazy, crazy, crazy.
Because it's like that for us when we're talking about it. It'll be Halloween.
Yes.
Snap your finger.
Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Got to be even faster when you're in it. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle. Here's how fast it is. It starts tonight.
In L.A. No, I'm sorry, Philly.
I was like, wait, they're playing a neutral site game? All right, we'll be right back. Sports Radio. The first hour of the show, by the way, as always, brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.